Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, July 28th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Xtant Medical partners with B2i Digital to educate investors on its orthobiologics innovation and market opportunity. Xtant Medical Holdings has partnered with B2i Digital to educate investors on its orthobiologics innovation and market opportunity. This collaboration will provide centralized, investor-focused content to help retail and institutional audiences gain insight into Xtant's orthobiologics platform and long-term value proposition. Xtant, a global medical technology company, offers a full-service portfolio of regenerative medicine products for orthopedic and neurosurgical specialists. With a robust R&D pipeline and strong business fundamentals, including a 29% year-over-year revenue increase in fiscal year 2024, Xtant is well-positioned for long-term growth within the multi-billion-dollar orthobiologics market. B2i Digital, founded in 2021 by David Shapiro, will leverage digital marketing technologies to connect key players in the markets through its featured conference, featured company, and featured expert programs.
GeoVax reports second quarter 2025 financial results and provides business update. GeoVax Labs Inc. reported favorable European regulatory guidance for GeoMVA, showcasing streamlined development. Additionally, GeoCM04S1 displayed robust immune responses in CLL patients at EHA 2025. Gedeptin demonstrated strong safety and efficacy for solid tumors at AAC 2025. The company's financial results for the second quarter ended June 30, 2025, showed a net loss of $5,369,783. Revenue from government contracts totaled $852,282. R&D expenses were $4,728,998, and G&A expenses were $1,542,190. GeoVax's cash balance at June 30, 2025 was $3,093,862. The company also issued patents for novel vaccine constructs and Gedeptin therapy. Dr. Senthil Ranganathan was appointed Vice President, Technical Development and CMC Operations. A conference call will be held today at 4:30 p.m. ET to discuss financial results and corporate updates. Picklejar Entertainment Group schedules company update meeting. Picklejar Entertainment Group, a leading Texas-based music and entertainment software company, will host a company update meeting on Thursday, July 31, 2025, at 2 p.m. CST. Attendees can register and submit questions at investor.picklejar.com/question submission. The meeting will cover recent executive leadership appointments, strategic focus areas, and the company's outlook for the rest of 2025. Topics include new leaders, platform growth, operational priorities, and partnerships driving expansion. CEO Jeff James stated, "This meeting reinforces our commitment to transparency and previews our path ahead." Current shareholders are encouraged to attend, with a replay and updated presentation available at www.picklejar.com/investors after the event.
Q&A with Siddhant Masun, CEO and co-founder of Woklo AI. Siddhant Masun, CEO and co-founder of Woklo AI, leads the vision and strategy behind Woklo's research agent, automating complex research workflows with speed and precision. Woklo, founded in 2023, is used by well-known firms and backed by a strategic investor. AI in investment research is shifting from an add-on to embedded decision-making. Woklo removes research bottlenecks, saving time and improving insights. Clients report significant time savings and ROI. AI is transforming financial research to be continuous and predictive, democratizing access to insights. Leaders should focus on practical AI use cases to enhance efficiency. Woklo ensures transparency and fact-checking in AI-generated content. AI will reshape private markets by compressing diligence cycles and providing broader sector visibility. The future of AI excites Siddhant as it becomes deeply integrated into decision-making, allowing analysts to focus on strategic thinking.
Floor Coverings International awards 45 new franchises in first half of 2025. Floor Coverings International, the number one flooring franchise in North America, has awarded 45 new franchises in the first half of 2025, making significant progress towards its goal of 100 new agreements by year-end. The company has also bolstered its leadership team with 9 new appointments to aid in franchise build-out. In addition, Floor Coverings International has introduced its newly expanded worldwide headquarters with cutting-edge facilities to enhance operations. The brand continues to lead the flooring category with its innovative mobile flooring showrooms and data-driven performance systems, positioning itself for record-setting growth and long-term franchisee success.
Tech Media Breaks, 51 Labs Inc., OTCIFTY, to host July 28th virtual shareholder teleconference featuring Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski. 51 Labs Inc. will host a virtual shareholder teleconference on July 28, 2025, featuring Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski. The event will focus on AI-driven drug repurposing, a $1 million R&D investment, and plans for a biotech acquisition by 2027. Management's $350,000 personal investment and deferred salaries show alignment with shareholders. CEO Paul Arora highlighted the company's focus on off-patent drug repurposing and adaptive trials for global health impact. 51 Labs Inc., based in Melbourne Fell, drives innovation in health, wellness, and biotechnology through subsidiaries like Genetic Networks LLC and 51 LLC. For more information, visit 51labs.com.
NCAP Investments LP unveils Quantica Infrastructure to provide AI-optimized, hyperscale-ready site solutions across North America. Quantica Infrastructure, a new company backed by NCAP Investments LP, has officially launched to provide integrated digital infrastructure solutions for data center development across North America. By offering shovel-ready sites with renewable energy, traditional grid power, and robust network connectivity, Quantica aims to minimize risk and simplify deployment for large data center clients. The company's holistic approach focuses on maximizing community and environmental benefits, with a leadership team boasting extensive experience in power, network, and data center development. Quantica is well positioned to meet the growing demand for AI and hyperscale solutions. NCAP Investments sees Quantica's unique platform as a breakthrough in the digital infrastructure economy, offering opportunities to deploy capital in renewable power generation, real estate, and network sectors. For more information, visit quanticinfra.com.
Investor News Breaks, 51 Labs, Inc., 5TY, to host July 28th virtual shareholder teleconference featuring Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski. 51 Labs, Inc. will host a virtual shareholder teleconference on July 28th, 2025, featuring Nobel laureate Dr. James Orbinski. The event will showcase the company's strategic roadmap for subsidiary 51 AI Labs, including AI-driven drug repurposing, a $1 million R&D investment, and plans for a $5 to $10 million biotech acquisition by 2027. CEO Paul Arora highlighted the company's focus on off-patent drug repurposing and adaptive trials for global health impact. For more information, visit the company's website at 51labs.com.
Cody Cannon joins Graysteel as Senior Vice President and Market Executive. Graysteel announced the appointment of Cody Cannon as Senior Vice President and Market Executive. In this dual role, Cody will lead the manufactured housing team nationally, focusing on market share growth in California, as well as oversee all operations for Graysteel's Southern California business. With over 20 years of experience in investment sales and team leadership, Cody's track record includes over $1 billion in transactions. His expertise will guide Graysteel's advisors and clients towards strategic goals in the manufactured housing market, which is gaining investor attention due to strong demand for affordable housing. Cody's appointment reflects Graysteel's commitment to expanding in the manufactured housing sector and strengthening operations in Southern California. His leadership will enhance services and grow market share in the region.
Dr. Ana Chacon of Miami-Derm on the cover of Negocios magazine. Negocios magazine's latest edition features Dr. Ana Chacon on the cover, a nationally recognized dermatologist and visionary entrepreneur. Dr. Chacon holds active medical licenses in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and other territories, offering telemedicine services nationwide. Over 50% of her consultations are done online, providing same-day care through a concierge-style system. Chacon's clinic in Miami is known for quality service, technological innovation, and a human approach. She emphasizes the importance of skincare routines, hydration, sun protection, diet, and lifestyle choices for healthy skin. Read the full article in Negocios magazine for more insights. Negocios magazine, founded by Eduardo Hapke and Karen Blanco, is a leading Spanish-language business publication in South Florida, available in print, digital, and online formats, with a strong social media presence and distribution through various platforms.
Investor News Breaks, Brera Holdings PLC, BAREA, joins exclusive Serie B multi-club ownership ranks. Juvistabia valuation surges 245%. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ, has joined the exclusive Serie B multi-club ownership ranks in Italy, becoming the second MCO alongside City Football Group. Brera's ownership of SS Juvistabia has led to a 245% surge in the club's valuation, reaching $32 million from $9.3 million. This growth was driven by Juvistabia's strong performance in the Serie A promotion playoffs. Executive Chairman Daniel J. McClory highlighted Brera's integration into the league's top ownership group, providing NASDAQ investors with direct exposure to the club's valuation growth. For more information, visit Brera Holdings PLC's website at www.breraholdings.com.
Doug Houghton of Alkira, named to CRN's 2025 Top 100 Executives list. Alkira's Doug Houghton, Director of Channels, has been named to CRN's prestigious 25 Top 100 Executives list. Houghton's leadership has driven Alkira to record-breaking growth, with a 255% year-over-year increase in channel annual contract value. Under his guidance, the company doubled its revenue from fiscal year 2024 to 2025. Alkira's 100% partner-led model has resulted in 72% of new logos sourced through the channel. Houghton's strategic focus on global expansion has positioned Alkira as a leader in agile networking solutions. The CRN 2025 Top 100 Executives list honors leaders in the technology industry who drive IT channel growth through innovation and strategic initiatives.
DropZone AI secures $37 Series B, led by Theory Ventures. DropZone AI, the leading provider of AI SOC analysts, has secured their $37 million B funding, led by Theory Ventures, with support from Madrona, Decibel Ventures, Pioneer Square Labs, and IQT. This investment validates DropZone AI's innovative solution, which leads the market for AI SOC agents, delivering measurable security outcomes for clients like UiPath, Zapier, and Asala Energy. The company's AI-native approach equips security teams with superior defense, reducing risks, costs, and analyst burnout. Recent studies show a growing need for AI SOC solutions, with Gartner predicting a rise in multi-agent AI implementations. DropZone AI's autonomous investigation of security alerts has been praised by industry experts and clients like CBTS. The funding will be used to expand global operations, develop specialized AI agents, and strengthen partnerships to enhance cybersecurity operations.
Investor News Breaks, Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc., NBS, announces $3.8 million warrant exercise agreement. Intelligent Biosolutions, Inc. has announced an agreement with current warrant holders to exercise certain existing warrants, generating approximately $3.8 million in gross proceeds. Ladenburg Thalmann & Co. Inc. will act as the exclusive placement agent for the transaction. In exchange for immediate exercise, holders will receive new inducement warrants to purchase up to 4,046,456 shares at $1.09 per share. the proceeds will fund the completion of the company's 510K filing with the FDA for its fingerprint drug screening system and support working capital. The closing is expected around July 28, 2025, subject to customary conditions. Interview with Michael Jones, co-CEO of Combined Ratio Solutions. Michael Jones, CEO of Combined Ratio Solutions, a growing insurtech company based in Hartford, Connecticut, specializes in modernizing how property and casualty insurers manage their technology infrastructure. With over 20 years of industry expertise, Jones launched CRS in 2018 to address outdated policy administration forms. CRS provides a license-free, open-source alternative, empowering carriers and MGAs. Under Jones's leadership, CRS has grown to 200 employees globally, with offices in Uruguay, Argentina, Serbia, and Georgia. Jones's commitment to transparent, scalable technology challenges industry inefficiencies, empowering insurers to evolve. Connect with Michael on LinkedIn for more insights. Green Car News Breaks, Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ BNI, completes name and ticker change from Mullen Automotive. Bollinger Innovations, Inc., BNI, an electric vehicle manufacturer, has completed its name from Mullen Automotive, Inc. to Bollinger Innovations, Inc. The change, effective as of July 28, 2025, includes a new NASDAQ stock symbol, BNI. This transition unifies the company's commercial Class 1, 3, and 4 vehicles under a single brand identity. CEO and Chairman David Michery stated that this move marks the completion of the company's brand evolution without impacting its legal structure or operations. Shareholders do not need to take any action as a result of these changes.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.